This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Wednesday, January 31st. Another nice day on the way for Dallas today. The high will be 74 with plenty of sunshine. The low tonight will be 48 under partly cloudy skies. Here are today's headlines. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will not have to answer questions under oath, at least for now, in a lawsuit that inspired his impeachment trial last year before the state Senate. Paxton was under a court order to sit for a deposition Thursday in a lawsuit by four former top employees who say they were improperly fired in 2020 after accusing Paxton of bribery and other crimes. However, the Texas Supreme Court, responding to an emergency petition from the Attorney General's office, issued a brief order Tuesday temporarily blocking testimony by Paxton and three top aides. The court, which gave no reasons for its ruling, requested a response from lawyers for the fired employees by February 29th. Lawyers for the four former executives have long sought to force Paxton to testify, arguing that the three-term attorney general could provide clarity about central issues in their lawsuit, which argues that they were fired in violation of the Texas Whistleblower Act. The state law protects government workers from retaliation after reporting suspected misconduct to law enforcement. Up next, the Texas Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a case challenging a government order that set power prices at sky-high levels during 2021's crippling winter storm. At stake are billions of dollars of energy bought and sold during the winter event after the grid's regulator, the Public Utility Commission, ordered the price of a megawatt hour set to its then maximum price of $9,000, roughly 300 times the typical price of electricity in ERCOT. The case comes from Luminant, a subsidiary of Irving-based VistraCorp, that argues the Public Utility Commission exceeded its authority with its emergency pricing order. The commission has argued in legal filings that the pricing order was a legal act made to save the grid. The commission appealed an Austin Appeals Court ruling in 2023 that sided with Luminant. In other news, though we know we are not supposed to, many of us have done it. One quick glance at the sun just to see what would happen. Our eyes didn't even hurt afterwards. When a total solar eclipse comes to the Dallas-Fort Worth area on April 8th and the moon starts to cover the sun in the sky, it may feel safe to sneak a peek without eclipse glasses. But experts say that staring at the sun for as little as 5 seconds can damage your eyes. Look longer, and that damage could become permanent. There's some debate about exactly how long a glance at the sun can lead to eye damage. Experts have to rely on anecdotal reports. People come to the doctor with eye damage and guess how long they looked. Permanent damage to the retina can happen in 60 seconds or less. The retina does not have pain receptors, meaning the damage can happen without us even feeling it. And Texas Rangers shortstop Corey Seager underwent surgery for a left sports hernia repair on Tuesday, general manager Chris Young said. Seager is expected to miss the majority of spring training, but will hopefully be ready by opening day, though Young would not commit to a hard timeline. Young said that the injury manifested itself toward the end of the Rangers season and that there were hopes that it would subside with rest over the course of the offseason. The two options as Seager returned to baseball activity were either to manage the injury and hope that it did not worsen, or to proceed with an operation. He said that the decision to opt for surgery was Seager's choice in conjunction with Texas's medical staff. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.